Hello. In last video, I showed you the visual web part, which is will obsolete 2 years from now, most likely. So now, when people want to customize SharePoint, they will go for apps for SharePoint. But app for SharePoint, you need another IIS server to host it. So you have to be aware of that. Okay, let me just start with you to create a app for SharePoint application. So again, you can see that I go new project. I will click app for SharePoint. So I just put app for SharePoint. So I click OK. Okay, I already previously type in my site. This is my site. All right, so the correct one should be the provider host, right? You can use SharePoint host, but in this video I'm going to use provider host. So I click next. Okay, so I think most of the people still familiar with web forms application, and there's no timeline for web forms to be disappeared as the WinForm is still exists today. So I'm going to use the ASP web forms applications. I click next. Okay, here I don't have a Windows Azure Access Control service, so I'm going to use a surf generated certificate from IIS, right? You can find this information later. I'll put it down there in my video. So I type in my password. So I click finish. Okay. So I need to type in my credential. So I'm going to type in my credential here. Right. So my credential. Okay, you can see it's SharePoint Online, it's Office 365. So you can see now it's creating the projects. Okay, the project has now created. So this is a familiar look of your web form. So I'm going to put a very simple control, three web controls. One is the label I'm going to put. I'm just going to name it title. And I'm going to put a text box to input my title. I use a default name for now. So I'm going to just put the enter here, and I will put a button here. Score theft. And see the web form, right? So I can come here and double click. Right, I will put in my code. So I don't type everything. Okay, let's save it. Okay. So also I have to put in the header as well. So I have to say use Microsoft. I'm using the CSOM, so I have to put in the client. Okay. And also I will say use. in case there's any naming namespace conflict, so I can just do that. Right? So okay, now it's only here. It's missing. So I resolve this. So I actually insert a line here. Also, there is I actually imported my password here. So I have to say using namespace is here. I guess dot model that will do. Okay, so I think I have to change the namespace in my file. Never mind, I'll do it later. Looks pretty good, but what I need to do is that I will remark this, which is I don't use it, and I will remark this one as well. Let's check why. Okay, I have the models. Okay, let me resolve this. All right, I have resolved the namespace issue as you can see here. Now I can deploy it to my Office 365. I click run. You can see that now it's actually deploying. Sooner you launch my IE. The IE is launched. You can see that I need to trust the application. This is my application name. It will actually point back to my IIS Express locally by using the Office 365. So when you want to go live, you have to deploy it to IIS because you will need a website for it to point to that you have to set. So at the moment, I will just use Visual Studio and I will just say trust it. And I will say for SharePoint, then I'll click save. Okay, so now let me go to my Office 365 SharePoint and let's go into my list. My list, I specify my list is here, approval list, right? So I have approval list here. Okay, so you can see there's one item here, right? Okay, so let me just add one more. And I'll say this time true and I save again. Okay, so you will see that if I refresh, I will get another item here in my list. Okay, so that is how you develop your app for SharePoint, the simple one. Thank you for watching.